Welcome to Connecting Hearts. Connecting hearts of women to resources, information, and to one another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street and Noon. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Shopping for insurance doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Christy, owner of Ellsworth Insurance, located here in Noonan, Georgia. We're an independent agency with access to multiple carriers for home, auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. We're your one-stop shop for your insurance needs. Visit our website at www.insurewithellsworth.com or call the office at 770-755-7053 to schedule an appointment. We look forward to meeting you soon.
Hello, I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited. We have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's. And we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies. And we also have some great products for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. Find us online at killingsworthrealty.com or call 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. I'm a certified tactical self-defense instructor, and I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women, to teach them how to be their own heroes, and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow.
You can find Holly online at www.warriordefenders.com. This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
I am Margie Conway from Creative Heart Studios, and this is the Connecting Hearts Network program. It's been a busy holiday season. A lot has gone on over Christmas and New Year's holidays. And one thing that I have noticed all over Facebook is there's an awful lot of people that got that special ring this season. So I thought it would be a good idea to give them a little help by bringing in an expert. This is the sales and marketing director for Pine Mountain Club Chalets in Pine Mountain. She is also their wedding director, coordinator, and helps keep things going for any events that happen there. The Chalets is a beautiful event to have your wedding at. And we're going to talk a little bit about what to do from the minute you say yes until you say I do. So please welcome Heather Duke. She is the best wedding coordinator. She is the best sales and marketing director. And she is gorgeous. And I can say all that because she's my daughter and I love her. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Mom.
I'm glad you finally made time to come up and let's get something on record.
Absolutely. It's busy season, so we're squeezing it all in. We've got brides calling and emailing every single day looking at our lakeside venue.
Absolutely. And I know that you wanted to be a wedding coordinator several years before you actually took a position to do one, because you did quite a few low-budget weddings for our friends because we have learned how to stretch a dollar. And usually with a lot of our weddings, some of them can have an extravagant budget, but a lot of them are having to stretch their dollars. So we're going to give them a little help by you telling us what they need to do from the time they say yes till they say I do. First of all, tell us where you're at now and how y'all specialize and, you know, any good stuff about that place?
Sure. I'm at Pine Mountain Club Chalets Resort in Pine Mountain, Georgia. We are about a mile right outside the cute little town. We have over 100 cabins on property for vacation rentals as well. It's kind of like a mini destination wedding because we have enough cabins for your whole family to come and stay and be there for the weekend. Mm-hmm. We have a beautiful lakeside venue that we use with an indoor reception hall just steps away. So if you do have rain on your big day, we got a backup plan.
Right.
And then we offer several packages that are good for just about any budget and just about any headcount there.
And that sounds pretty good and pretty easy because I even have friends who are planning daughter's weddings at this point. And sweetie, you know I love you dearly, but the time we were planning your wedding was so stressful, I wasn't sure we would both make it out alive. So I'm glad you have chosen to make it easier on families to be able to do that. What made you want to be a wedding director?
Well, when we did my wedding, that's one of the reasons I wanted to be a director, because I saw that my mom worked so hard the day before and the day of, and of course the weeks leading up, because I didn't give her many weeks. Mm-hmm. And I just want other moms to not have to do that. I want them to be able to be in that cabin and zip that dress and put those shoes on and celebrate with their daughter all day and not worry about where the centerpiece for the table is.
Okay, she has changed her mind since her wedding because that's not the way it went. we love to cut up, but I am very proud of what she's been able to do where she is at. I do want to take a minute and say, my personal thoughts about Pine Mountain Club Chalets is our family had taken vacations there for several times renting the cabins. They have amenities there. They have the little putt-putt golf and basketball and the game room and all kinds. They have from like a small intimate meeting room that you can do with your family to the big reception hall all the way to the Gussie's Lodge that has things there. I'm hoping we can do a retreat there before the year's up.
Yeah, Gussie's Lodge is a special one. That one used to be our convention hall back in the 70s when our resort was built, but we outgrew it. In 2007, we built the Alpine, but Gussie's Lodge is one of our favorites. It's an eight-bedroom cabin with five bathrooms. Three of those are king suites. It also has a large open floor plan, kitchen, living room, dining room with a big wraparound porch right on the lake. And then downstairs, it's the only cabin that has its dedicated game room. So you've got a pool table and a foosball table just for your group. I think 20 people in that one cabin.
It's a gorgeous cabin, too, because ever since we got our little tour through there, I've been trying to plan an event to hold. Yeah, with a great view. And I will say, when you go down there and you ride through the resort, it's kind of like you're in Helen, Georgia.
Yeah, that's actually kind of where we came from. Our founders, Mr. Corson and Miss Gussie, went on a vacation, and they loved it so much where they were at that they wanted to bring a piece of it back home. So they got the land, they got some people to go in with them, and that's when the chalets were made. Back in 1971, we started.
And they've been kept up well, so we're saying they're from 1971, but they are kept up well and have all the new amenities and everything in them, so they're not, dated at all. But it is like you're riding through Helen, which is a premium destination. Everybody loves to go there. So you can go, a little bit further south where maybe it's not so cold or the roads aren't icy and have a more intimate setting for your wedding and everything there. All right. If I am, thank God I'm not, but if I was a woman who had been asked the big question over these holidays and I've got my ring and I'm ready to plan, tell me, where should I start? What should I be doing?
So the first thing you need to do is start looking at venues.
Yes.
You can't buy dresses. You can't do anything else until you know what venue you're using. Wedding Wire is a great place to go. All the local venues are on there and they usually have really great storefront pages for us. And you get all everyone's contact right there in one place. It also gives you a plate of filters so you can look for the things that you really love, whether you want a lakeside wedding or you want a ballroom. Mm-hmm. It'll filter that out for you some. And then make sure that you go to the bridal shows. That is like a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. You go in there, you tell them about your bride, you get a sticker, and everyone treats you like a VIP all day long. You get all kinds of great contacts right there in one room. And most of those are in January through March.
If they treat you like a VIP all day long, I may decide that I'm planning a wedding later in the season and not really do so.
Well, the thing is, though, you're going to end up getting some emails and things from that.
Yeah.
So I would tell you my best advice is to make your own email address just for wedding stuff.
Right.
And that way, everything you do for your wedding goes into that one email, and it doesn't flood over into your normal email.
And get lost, because I lose things.
Exactly. Yeah. And my other tip would be to get some labels and make an address label that has your name, your phone number, and your email address on it, along with the date of your wedding. That way, when you go to each booth, you don't have to actually sign all their slips. You can just pull a sticker off, put it on the slip, and be done with it.
Boy, I knew my daughter was smart.
I try.
All right. So we're at wedding shows. We're looking for venues. I have seen on Facebook a couple have already started talking about what site to make their wedding page on.
Yes.
What do you recommend on that?
Oh, The Knot. Every day you go to The Knot. They have the best way to make a wedding page, and it's free for couples to do it. Okay. And then also all the vendors that would check your boxes mm-hmm. can get your information that way, so we can all connect to you.
Okay, that's good. You say what you want, and everybody comes and brings it to you instead
Pretty
of you
much.
Having to search.
Yes.
All right. So after I name a few of the things that tells us why we would choose Pine Mountain Club Chalets as our venue.
Sure. So we have a beautiful lakeside venue. We actually just redid the entire outside. So you've got new sod and a brand new gorgeous gray flagstone path for your aisle. And we've got white chairs that we'll put out there for you. And then just steps away is your reception hall. And that is beautiful. It's got gold glitter sparkles in the floor, which is one of my favorite parts.
And I think she might have picked it out.
Maybe. But also we have beautiful twinkling lights, and it is just set up for you. If you come to the chalets, my best part is that I can do your whole wedding in five meetings.
Five meetings.
And the first one of those is your tour.
Right.
So you'll come to me, you'll go on your tour, we'll sign a call. I'm going to talk to your vendors, so you don't even have to find vendors at this point.
Cool.
Your next meeting would be a floral and cake design. So you'll send me pictures or screenshots, and we'll put them on the pink TV in my office. You'll meet my florist and my baker that day. The great part is we're all three named Heather. So you've got a trio. And we're going to design your cake and your flowers off of your photos. And you'll get to eat some cake that day, too.
That's one
of the best parts.
Oh, yeah. Then, so that's meeting three?
Yes. So meeting four is going to be your catering tasting. You guys come on a Monday night, bring both sets of parents with you, and my caterer is going to feed you so much food you could never possibly finish it all. And then she'll sit down with you, and she'll make a custom menu just for you.
And I've seen them set up for that, and I've actually tasted a few of the leftovers from that. It is always excellent. That's one of Heather's perks is her family lives on the resort, and so Mom gets to visit quite often.
Yes.
But again, I will point out that I am Mom. She is my daughter. She is excellent at her job, but we chose Pine Mountain Club Resort for several family vacations and things before Heather ever even thought about doing this or was old enough to think about jobs.
Yes.
So it is a great venue to be able to use.
Yes. And then your fifth part of that whole setup is showing up on your wedding day. All you have to do is show up the day before because you have a cabin included in your package. The only thing that we don't provide in that package would be if you do want alcohol.
Right.
So you would provide your own beer and wine. We don't do any hard liquor there, but you just bring it yourself. So that makes it super easy.
Mm-hmm.
When you show up, everything is done for you. All you have to do is go to your cabin and celebrate and enjoy it and have fun and look fabulous and, of course, get married.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Now, you have different packages and different levels that they do. So if you want to highlight any of those packages, that would be a good thing to do. But at least we need to, like, say, okay, here's the simple package and here's the more elaborate package.
Sure. So my simple package, we call the silver package,
mm-hmm.
and that one is going to give you all day use of my lakeside venue with your chairs to your head count, and it's going to give you access to that Alpine reception hall with all your chairs and tables for that one as well, and of course it gives you access to the catering kitchen, and with that package you can bring all of your own vendors in, so if your family does want to do it, Absolutely. Or if you have friends or acquaintances that are in the area that want to do things for you, bring them with you. And that one is a very simple package. The only other thing we provide in that package would be a director for the day. Mm-hmm. So that always have a member of staff with you. So there's never anything that you can't get an answer to or find. And then, of course, you'll get set up, breakdown, and cleanup in that package, which is one of the best perks.
Oh, right.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been known to take a broom away from a bride and a bride's mom because we don't let you do that.
That's good. Yeah. All right, and then on the more elaborate end, yes, what do we do?
So the more elaborate end, that's my diamond package. It's the largest. That one, of course, gives you both venues and all your chairs and tables. It's going to give you your linens and your choice of color. It's going to give you a director for the day, of course. It's also going to give you a huge floral package. It's going to include bouquets and boutonnieres and centerpieces. You're going to design that yourself with my florist. It's going to give you a wedding cake and a groom's cake that you'll also get to design with the baker. It's going to give you $2,000 worth of catering credit. We use Kimball's out of LaGrange. You can easily feed 100 people with that credit. It's also going to give you a photographer for 5 hours with all of your gallery completely to you. You can post it, print it, share it, whatever you want to do. And it's going to give you my DJ for mm-hmm. 5 hours in that package too. So you're just going to fill out his little fill-in-the-blank form. We'll send it back, and he'll show up ready to go for your reception and your ceremony.
That's pretty good. I've seen them setting up over there, so they've got it down pretty good. They know exactly where they're dealing and what to do, so there's not slip-ups. And it's you have packages in between, so people can add or take away floral or catering or different things.
Yeah, we have packages that we can cater to what you actually need. So if you've already got a photographer, that's great. Then maybe go with my gold package. If you already have a caterer, maybe go with the platinum. So what'll happen during your tour is we're going to go over all the details of all of the packages. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to send you home with a copy of them as well. That way you know exactly which package is going to fit your needs.
And it is, Heather takes great pleasure in doing her tours and showing them off. So it's a lot of fun. It's not a high-pitched sales program. No. It's a lot of fun to do it because I've seen her. She centers herself on the bride and the needs that's there, and she tries to look after them very well. I've got my ring first. I need to get my venue. I've got a wedding page at the Knot. I'm looking in Wedding Wire to knock down my venue, which, of course, is going to lead me to you because everybody wants that lakeside pavilion with all the lights and everything. It's so pretty. And then we have our 5 meetings for our wedding. So only other thing they have to do is the dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And one of my favorite places is in LaGrange. On the square, it's called An Affair to Remember. Mm-hmm. A lady named Amy owns it. She does such a beautiful personal job when you come in to pick your dress. And okay. She has such beautiful dresses. They've got some of those bohemian styles and some romantic lace. And, of course, sparkles if you need sparkles.
Because
mm-hmm. every
need
bride needs sparkles.
Right.
But she gives you such a personal experience there that I really love her shop.
That's good. And then we show up for the day. We've got a wedding director who's there that's going to answer all our questions and make sure everything's going well for the bride and the groom and the mom. What else should we think about as we're talking about weddings?
Of course, honeymoon. You got to think about that.
Yeah.
But the great thing with that is if you go to some of these bridal shows, you can win a honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite bridal shows are ran by Chic Occasions with Nicole, and she gives away the best prizes.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's got a show coming up in Columbus in March.
You'll be there, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. I go to all of Nicole's shows, but I'll also be at the Bib Mill when they do theirs. If I find a show going, I'm there, and I bring my whole setup so you can actually see what it's going to look like when you walk into my venue.
That sounds good. And then we've talked about packages. So we've got our bride ready, and we've got cabins so the family can stay before and after. We've got packages there, and they can do that. There are a lot of historical areas around the little White House and different things. You can go see some beautiful areas to take pictures and do things. Just as a side note on there, if you need catering for your rehearsal dinner, we do have my son-in-law there who owns a local restaurant that does excellent catering and things for that if you need that done. So Heather gives you just complete all-in-one service if you're ready and you've got that wedding to go plan. All right, you do other things there at the chalets. What other kind of meetings and things do you have?
Oh, absolutely. We do church retreats a lot. I do tons of church retreats. We also do family reunions. I've been known to think about some quinceañeras, too. I've had a few tours for those. And then we just do small retreats. I do have a smaller venue. Holds up to 75. Mm-hmm. I've done lots of youth group retreats in that one. That's a favorite. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we just do family vacations. You can come and stay in our cabins anytime you want. Right now, we're actually running a great special for January. Mm-hmm. We've got cabins as low as $99 a night.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yes. Yeah. And then we've got February coming up. Of course, Valentine's Day is something to think about. And we've got cabins up to 50% off in February.
And it's all-inclusive cabins. It has all your linens, all your pots and pans, full kitchens. You know, it has everything that you'd need. So if you want, you can bring your groceries in and sit there and just have your nice vacation while you're there. You've got things that you can do outside and inside. So it's all-inclusive. I know it was very enjoyable when we stayed there.
Absolutely. We've got Lake Innsbruck, and we've got boats you can use for that, so you can go out fishing or just relaxing on the boat. We've got a nature trail. We've got lighted tennis courts, putt-putt, a playground, sand volleyball, basketball, shuffleboard. We've got cornhole. We've got a huge rec field out there, so you can play whatever games you wanted to do on that. And then, of course, every cabin also has its own dedicated Wi-Fi. Because we are out in the country a little bit, but we've got some modern technology. And, of course, we have cable TV in all the cabins, too. But they are fully equipped, so once you show up with your groceries, you really never have to leave.
That's true, because we have done that a couple of times.
It's a great little family vacation place.
It is. You have been there how many years now?
3.5.
Yeah, you came from other places and went in there to take over the weddings and do it. It's a family feel, you know, to the staff there. They're all attentive and look out after you. As she said, it was family-owned business that was developed in the first place. And I believe Amanda, who is in charge, is now the owner's granddaughter.
She is. It started with Mr. Corson and Miss Gessie. And now Mr. Court owns the business. That's their son. And we have Amanda as our general manager. So she is actually their granddaughter. So we're in a third generation.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I can tell you they have two generations at work up there because my grandson's running around with Pine Mountain Club Chalet staff t-shirts on. And I was like, did Mama put you to work? And he says, yeah, sometimes he has to help her with the chairs and things.
He does, yeah. He's a good help. He'll come over and help me break things down or move things around when I need it.
So it is all inclusive. They do everything for you. So what else would you like us to know about it?
Well, we are just a mile from our cute little town. So there's also places you can go. We've got antique shops and there's about 30 restaurants in our area. So we're not out in the middle of nowhere completely. About 8 miles down the road, you've got the Wild Animal Safari.
Right.
So you can actually go in. Don't drive your car.
Oh, right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't drive your car. Rent one of theirs. It's worth the $25. And you drive through the safari. Animals come up and put their heads in your car. And it's a lot of fun for the family.
It is. We've been there.
Yeah. And then we've also got FDR State Park just a few miles away, which is the biggest state park in Georgia. That one has over 23 miles of hiking trails.
And it's beautiful just to drive through because I'm definitely not a hiker, but it's beautiful to drive through. And if you happen to get there in the summer months, you've got to visit that pool.
That one was built by the CCC workers, and it is actually still a spring-fed pool. So it's about 64, 65 degrees when it's filled up, even in August.
Right.
Yeah, it's freezing cold. The pool we have on property is not spring-fed, but it's got a spring that runs under it. Ours is salt water, and it's also very cold, even in the August heat.
That's good to have, though. We need that during that time. Yeah. And it's not very far from Warm Springs, so it's a lot that you can do when you go down there. And, of course, I've already kind of hinted at it before, but you have to eat at Fox's Pizza. And I'm throwing that in there shamelessly. My son-in-law's family owns it, and he manages it. And you will find my daughter or my granddaughter or grandson in there and other granddaughters at any time working. But it's kind of funny because as much as we went down to that area for vacations, even me growing up before you were ever thought about – We'd eaten there and everything, didn't know it, and then now there you are, right in the middle of it.
Married into it.
Yeah. Yep. And pretty much everybody, even when I go to Atlanta, you say Pine Mountain and pizza, and they say, oh, that one there. I say, yeah, they know what Fox's Pizza
is.
Yes,
they do.
Yeah, and y'all have a brand new building there, too.
We do. It's a year old. We're pretty proud of that new building.
Yeah. So they are all inclusive for you guys. You can go down there to have your wedding. You can have a family reunion. You can have your pizza delivered. You can get catered food for everything that you're doing. You just need to look them up. And so it's if you got your ring, but or if you're just planning some type of event that you need a venue for, it's a great place to go to. So if they're looking for you, how are they going to find you?
They're going to find me either at pmccresort.com if you're looking for just a cabin stay or any other kind of group. But if you want to look for weddings, you're going to find me at pinemountainweddings.com.
Okay. pinemountainweddings.com. Even I could remember that.
Super easy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So is there anything else you want to share with us? No, we covered it pretty good.
I think we covered the wedding stuff pretty
good. Yeah, we did. Yeah. We got it all covered. So if we were ready to start again, we could do it again. Not happening, folks. not happening. It's Heather's got a good one. I got a good one. We are not going there for years.
We got a brother that might do it eventually, and I've got some girls.
Yeah, but they got
a while, though.
They got a while. So we have you covered. If you got your ring and you're ready to start your planning, we just laid out a step-by-step plan for you and told you the best things to do to get the best options for what you're looking for. And if what you're looking for is a beautiful lakeside venue and cozy cabins for your family, we got it at Pine Mountain Club Chalets. In Pine Mountain, she said you can find pinemountainweddings.com or tell me the other one again.
pmccresort.com.
Yeah, and so look it up. You can always check out my timelines on Facebook because I share what she posts most of the time. It's a good way to be able to just take a break, just go off, and we're hoping that we can do a retreat there before the year's up. So looking forward to some good times at Pine Mountain Club Chalets.
Absolutely. We look forward to having everyone there.
All right. Thank you for coming, Heather. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. It was fun.
All right. We enjoyed it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for tuning in to Connecting Hearts of Women to Resources, Information, and to One Another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street, here in Noonan. 404-528-8461. Until next time, have a wonderful day.